solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have...
Nadine, your hesitant Hufflepuff.
Jamie, your good at hiding Gryffindor.
And Tori, your reticent Ravenclaw.
Yay!
It's a castle minisode!
Yes, we're doing another Hogwarts castle minisode. This one will be on our secret passages that we know of in Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. So we learn in... why can't I think of my favorite book title? Prisoner of Azkaban. That there are 7 passages that are known... in Hogwarts, and they're found on the Marauder's map when Fred and George give it to Harry. He's like, oh, look. Also, I'm really surprised. So when they give him the Marauder's map, he immediately, that's one of the first things he notices. Oh, look, there's 7 passageways that I've never used before. That castle is huge. I feel like...
he should have searched a little bit before...
That would have been really hard to, like... because they're moving staircases and all of these intense things. I just feel like it would have been really hard to notice the 7 minuscule passageways. But anyways, it's true that a lot of them lead out of the school, so that would probably catch your eye. But there are 4 that Filch know about. And then there are 3 that he doesn't know about. And so the first 4... that I read off are the ones that Filch knows about, and then the last 3 he doesn't know about. Nice. So we know that one of them is behind the statue of Gregory Smarmy. I don't know how to say his name.
I think
name.
It says the Smarmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's a Smarmy?
But what is it?
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Ravenclaw, get on it.
That's not a word I usually use. I know shawarma. That's the first word that I thought of when
shawarma.
You said it. But that's not it.
Let's go get some shawarma. Okay, but yes, this is located on the 5th floor.
The smarmy means ingratiating and wheedling in a way that is perceived as insincere or excessive. He wasn't a cool guy, basically. Don't know why he has a statue to him.
Yeah, how did he get a statue? Also, is it, like, creepy?
Tear it down! Okay, so it's located on the 5th corridor of the East Wing, and Filch does know about this one. Fred and George found it on their first week in Hogwarts.
I love that.
They must have just not gone to class. Like, they were just so stoked. Like,
I love it.
Checking everything out.
Yeah, they're at Quidditch practice in the Philosopher's Stone, and Fred and George are talking, and they say, anyway, we've got to go. Lee Jordan reckons that he's found a new secret passageway out of the school. But it's the one behind the statue of Gregory Smarmy. I don't know. Smarmy. That we found on our first week.
Nice.
Not to brag.
Neither. Toot my own horn.
Yeah. So then there are 3 others that they never label or name. It's just 3 other passages leading out of the school that Filch know about.
It doesn't even say he does anything to, like, prevent them.
Didn't they say that they were, one or 2 of them were caved in, though?
Yes.
One is caved in. But that's one that Filch doesn't know about.
So the ones he does know about potentially are, like, viable use, but, like, Filch doesn't even, like, stop people from using them.
Or nobody knows them, like, if they're... They're secret.
They're secret.
Secret. They're secret. They're secret. Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
So then the other one is under... Under the hump of the statue of the humpbacked one-eyed witch, that leads to Honeydew's cellar. And Fred George used this quote loads of times. And the Marauder's map, it's super cool in the books. The Marauder's map actually teaches Harry how to open this passageway. He finds where to go. He finds the one-eyed witch. He stands in front of the statue and it just doesn't do anything. So he looks down at the map And then he sees this tiny little wand pop up and it like taps the statue. He's like, oh, so he taps the statue and then nothing happens. And so then he looks down at the map again and the map says the word Descendium. So then he taps and says the word Descendium and it works.
So when it says under the hump, is it saying that's where he had to tap was the hump, or did he literally crawl under the hump?
I always pictured crawling on the, like, the hump would, like, disappear, and it would, like, her back was, like, the statue. Or, like, the hole the to, hole. Like, enter in.
So, like, her statue was, like, against her, the like, wall.
Climbing up on her, like.
He's like, oh.
That's what I always pictured in when I was reading.
Yeah.
Like, he had to be a little bit of a gymnast.
Yeah.
But most statues, like, they aren't actually touching. They're not, like, leaning against the wall, you know? They're, like, on their own platform. But, like, yeah. That one, it would have to be touching the wall, like.
Yes. And, like, it's, a, like, a little nook or something.
Yeah.
So, yes. We see the use of this passageway a lot in the books.
Yes.
Comes in handy. And then there's also the passageway under the Whomping Willow that leads to the Shrieking Shack. And friend George, quote, reckon nobody uses this passage.
But when that passage, do you think that passage existed before they put the Whomping Willow there for Lupin? Or did they create it?
Then? I don't think so. I totally think it was created.
Okay.
But yeah. I think it's really funny. Like, did they, I always wonder if they, like, had Filch out there, like, with a shovel. Always, like, trying to, like, dig his way to it.
Well, this is one of them that Filch doesn't know about.
Oh, well, there you go. So maybe Dumbledore was out there.
He just uses his wand and creates a secret tunnel.
Dumbledore would have used his wand, obviously.
Secret tunnel!
He's, like, out there. He's like, werewolf's coming. Sing the song.
Werewolf's coming. Oh, that's great. So we see a lot of use of this passage in Prisoner of Azkaban.
It doesn't even say that Fred and George tried it. Did it? Did they?
No.
I bet they got out there and were like, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, that thing's gonna kill us.
Not worth it.
Not today. So, yes, then the other one, this is the one that you were thinking of, Tori, is behind the mirror on the fourth floor. And it's caved in the winter of Harry's second year. Mm-hmm. Because when friend George give him the Marauder's map, they explain all of them and they're like, don't even try to use this tunnel because it caved in last winter, and this is Harry's, they give it to him in his third year, so we deduce that
we deduce
second year.
I wonder what made it cave in. Fred and George,
I know, I wonder if they were in it when it happened, or like, yeah,
or if that just shows how poorly some of these were made, like the passages.
Like, yeah, who or made how the old passages? The school is. But Sirius Black actually suggests to Harry when he's looking for a place for the DA, Dumbledore's army, to meet. He's like, you could meet behind the mirror on the fourth floor. He's like, it's quite spacious in there. And Harry's like, nope, it was caved in. And Sirius is like, oh, too bad.
It was probably like the old like place to go for like secret dances. If it's like that big of an area, like... That had to have been, secret like, a secret dances. Hangout place so that people could, like, you know, like...
I love it. So then there are other notable passages that we see in the book. There's also a super cool infographic on the wizardingworld.com. If you guys search secret passageways, Tori found it for us today, and it's beautiful. Very cool. Very well done. But there are some other passages that are found in the books. There's the one to the Chamber of Secrets, which is in the girls' bathroom. And then there's also later, in the seventh book, there's from the painting of Ariana Dumbledore into the Hogshead Pub, which connects to the Room of Requirement.
Which do you think they made that one then? Or do you think that like already existed?
I think that one was made.
Yeah.
It would make sense that they...
It would be really hard to make because
it goes from like a very obscure 7th floor to the Hogshead. You're like, oh. Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't understand. That thing doesn't obey the laws of physics.
But there's also, there's like a, in the Philosopher's Stone, Harry and Ron discover a hidden passageway behind a tapestry which comes out near the charms classroom. That's just mentioned in like passing, and we never really hear anything about that one again. There's also like a corridor, I guess, is kind of how I always pictured it. But when they, wherever they hid the Philosopher's Stone, like the trap door, that Fluffy was guarding. Mm. So there's that, and yeah, I think that about covers all of them.
Can I just say, I really wish that the Dumbledore's army had used the Chamber of Secrets for their Dumbledore army thing. I know that the room of requirement was perfect because it helped and it provided stuff for them. Harry would have to,
like, open it for all of them.
No way. Ron figured it out.
They would all, they'd all learn how to say something.
It would have been hilarious.
It would have taken the slide down every time. And
oh. How would they get back up, though?
Wingardium Leviosa, their little friends up.
Their little friends up. I love it. Oh, yeah. So there was one more enough. Other. Yeah, it would be big enough. But what if another basilisk was down there?
No way.
They don't just breed. Like, it wouldn't just, like, appear.
They don't breed.
Besides, you would have been
chicken egg and your hop toad.
What if Tom Riddle's spirit was still down there? Ginny would never go down there. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. PTSD.
Also, what are they supposed to do with the, like, decomposing corpse of a massive snake?
Probably reeks down there.
That would probably reek. I still think it would have been really cool. Like, all of them are, like, practicing, and, like, teachers are like, what was that? And they're like, oh, I coughed. They're like,
Umbridge would never find them.
Wouldn't have.
Oh, yeah, so there was one other passage that I was going to mention, and it doesn't really count, but there's the two vanishing cabinets that Draco Malfoy mend, and that creates an invisible passage.
Yes. That's a cool one.
That's about it. So my question to all y'all would be, which passage would you use the most?
Tori?
So my first thought was I would use one that Filch knew about and just find times that he's not going to do it. But if I could, I'd put the vanishing cabinet in a very easy spot so that I could just go home whenever I wanted to.
Just come back to school.
Hogwarts is your home. Yeah.
Right? Like, do you know how nice that would be? I remember college. There was just
Mom,
like,
I forgot my book. Will you put it in the cabinet?
Yeah.
It was so nice, but then it would also create like the ability for like your family and your mom to show up at school, and you're like, Mom, like, go back. Like,
it's like an in-person howler.
Yeah, it would have been really bad. So that would have been really cool, but I think I would have like all the ones that, I mean, it would be cool to like go to Honeydukes and figure that one out, the humpback witch. But I think did Harry ever use the Gregory the Smarmy one?
Yes, there are.
Like, he used it a few times.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that, like, always comes to mind. Like, I'd use that one. Like, even though Filch knows about it, you're like, yeah, it's cool. Like, it's okay. I can sneak around him.
I feel like I would definitely do the Honeydukes one, and I would go get Butterbeer.
Every day.
Any day, all day, every day. I mean, my common room is by the kitchens, so there's that. But I don't know if they stock Butterbeer in the kitchen. So I would need my fix.
I need my fix.
I'm already itching
addicted, everyone.
Fix now. So so I'd use that one. How about you, Jamie?
I mean, obviously we don't know what the other three that Filch already knows about. But I'm curious where they would have ended up. Like
other places in, in Hogsmeade?
Yeah, like, is it somewhere else in Hogwarts? Is it out of Hogwarts that they probably end up?
Madame Puttyfoot's, like, pop up out of an ottoman or something like that.
Yeah.
Poof! That would have been hilarious.
But, because I feel like some of those could have ended up in, like, but, because, like, I mean, obviously, like, going from the Wumpy Willow to the Shrieking Shack isn't really ideal, because, like, if you end up in the Shrieking Shack, it's kind of hard to get into, like, the rest of actual Hogsmeade. And then, like,
getting past the tree.
Yeah. And then, but also ending up in, like, Honeydukes, like, you have, like, you have to kind of be stealthy.
What's so, the, like, other, what is the joke shop? Because that'd be fun to pop up there.
Yeah.
Zonko's.
Zonko's.
I couldn't think of it. I was like,
crap. I was thinking Knocko's, and I'm like, that's not Knocko's. It.
But if there was, if one of those passages goes from, like, the bottom of the castle to the top of the castle with, like, minimal effort, that would be great. So that you could, like,
that would be the steepest staircase.
Well, no, that's why it's a magic passage. So magic? That you, like,
there we go. That's what we can do. The vanishing cabinets, one at the seventh floor and one of the dungeons.
So that you're able to, like, make it to class, or, like,
those poor Ravenclaws that have to go from the dungeons to the tower.
That's right.
And the Gryffindor's eyes.
Yeah, the Gryffindor's tower is taller than the Ravenclaw's tower, so
Oh my gosh.
We have to work harder. Just getting your steps in. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, well, that is our episode on
Secret Passageways.
Secret Passageways.
Yes, it is. Well, remember that you can always reach out to us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Ask us your questions, tell us your insight, and let us know if you disagree or have any thoughts about the secret passageways. We would love to hear from any and all of you.
Mischief managed.